Today is Friday, the 18th of August, 2017, and you have just logged into, turned on, started listening to The Geeky Gay Show. My name is Adam, and I'm your host, and this is the personal journal podcast of a now 39-year-old gay geek. So strap in, ladies and gentlemen, and we will have just a fantastic time talking about my life. I know everyone out there is just like, oh my God, I want to listen to the life of a 39-year-old gay geek. Why can I not hear myself very good? I don't know. Anyway, welcome everyone. I'm a day late. Once again, I'm going to stop. I'm really going to stop. I'm just going to not talk about when I'm releasing things. It's ridiculous. But anyway, so yesterday was my birthday. So I want to play something for you guys. And this may be kind of quiet. I'm trying to switch here. I have this audio on one device and I don't know how to get it to a different device. So I'm just going to pull this up. I want to thank all of you. I got so many happy birthdays on Facebook, which I know is like the normal way. And I always feel, I'm going to play this first and then I'll talk about Facebook. But I want to thank everyone that said something on Facebook and I'm going to play something for you guys. So I don't know how quiet this is going to be, but I'm going to try.
Do it. Just please do it. Fine. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to who? Adam Burns. Happy birthday to Adam Burns. He's cute.
Yeah, he is.
Happy birthday to you. Hi, Adam. Hi, Mark. Happy birthday. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you. So I got a personal... Okay. So I have to admit. So first of all, I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not, but I got... So Auntie Vera and I'm so lucky to have Auntie Vera as a personal friend. And he has an Amazon Echo. And I also have an Amazon Echo. And so I think I mentioned it either on Dubious Intent or here, but he wanted to start doing this thing where the Echo now has the ability to, you can basically send voice messages back and forth. So you say, Echo, send a message to Auntie Vera. And you, of course, you have to have Auntie Vera in your contacts list on your phone because you have an Echo app on your phone and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, there are things you have to do. So, yes, I have the phone number of Auntie Vera. Don't be jealous. So so I set that up and we've been messaging each other back and forth. It's kind of funny. It's like a voicemail. Wow, it's 2017 and we have voicemail. Anyway, it's kind of cool because you can just be like, Echo, send a message to, here's the message. And then the Echo will glow orange or green or something. I can't remember. Some green, I think it is, if you have a message. And then you're like, Echo, play messages. And so anyway, I got a lovely birthday message from, I got two. I got one from Auntie Vera and Gooch. And then I got the second one from Conscience and Auntie Vera. Thank you, Conscience, so much. And I didn't ask to play it on the show, but I hope that was okay. Because I wanted to have Conscience on the show. So it was a wonderful birthday, Mark. So let me start. I know I said I was going to talk about Facebook, and I know I'm going to be kind of all out there, all over the place. But the first thing I want to say is I want to make a retraction, and I want to say how sorry I am to my two friends. So the last episode. Now, I'm not going to go back and say, don't be kind to one another, because I think that was a valid message. And I think we all should, when we're joking around with friends, I still think that you should really think, you know, am I taking it too far? Like, I know this is my friend and I know I should be able to say, you know, certain things to them and they be okay with it. But just make sure when you're joking with your friends that you think about the things that they're going to be sensitive about and just, you know, be kind. That's all. But I was such an ass. I leapt to such an assumption that was totally untrue. So all summer, I've been thinking this dude has the fakest looking hair in the world And immediately when I heard someone was, you know, sort of saying that I look like that person or I remind them of that person, that's where my mind went. But that's because of my insecurities. It's not they never came out and said that. And I believe I even said on the episode that, you know, I wasn't sure that that's what they meant, but that's how I took it and it hurt my feelings, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I talked to one of the friends yesterday. And I didn't go into detail about what I thought. And this friend had not listened to the Geeky Gay episode. And the friend basically told me, so he said, your other friend sent me this text message and said this person reminded them of you because of how cute he was, how sweet his personality was, how just nice and glowy and how creative he was and all of these wonderful things about this person. You know, the Southern accent as well, which, by the way, that dude, Trace or whatever his name is, he has a much worse Southern accent than me. I mean, a much stronger. I don't think accents are bad. I mean, that's cute that he has an accent. I just think it's stronger than mine. Alabama is a different accent than Arkansas. But so basically this friend goes, yeah, we just thought it remind, you know, he said, I don't even know that it reminded me of you, but the other friend just thought the guy was sweet and cute and all of these wonderful things. And it reminded him of you. And I felt like such an ass. So then I'm like, well, it wasn't because of, you know, the hair. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, you think he has fake hair? And like, literally, it was a total surprise to him. He had no idea what I was talking about. And, you know, and then he went into detail about saying how natural he thought my hair looked and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. He told me he didn't like my bangs, but he said, which the bangs are my real hair, actually. So anyway, so but we had a lovely conversation. And I felt much better, but I felt like a complete asshole. I came on here and did an entire show basically accusing people of being mean to me. And it was totally my insecurity. It wasn't anything regardless. So both of you, I'm not going to name who you are. I am so sorry. Please accept my apologies. I'm an insecure person. That is no excuse. But I'm an insecure person and I jumped to a conclusion. I made an assumption which I should not have made, and I'm so sorry. I'm on my knees begging for your forgiveness. I just realized my air conditioner was on that whole first part of the show, and so it's going to sound like, anyway, sorry about that. So again, apologies, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And I just noticed this morning that one of the friends called me last night. This friend probably did listen to the episode, and I am going to call you back, but I was indisposed when you called. Anyway, so my birthday. So going back to the day before my birthday, and I want to say Mark always, my partner Mark, he always at midnight on the day before my birthday. So I guess technically it is the day of my birthday, but you know, like the 16th, my birthday is on August 17th. And on the 16th, the midnight, so technically that is the 17th, but midnight of the 16th, he will, you know, have a cake with candles and flowers and a gift. And he wants to be the first person to wish me happy birthday, to give me a cake, to give me flowers, to give me a present, all that kind of stuff. So I always know that that night I need to stay up a little bit extra late because normally we're in bed about 11:15, you know, between 11:15 and 11:30. And so, but backing up, on Wednesday, on the 16th, about 4 PM, I get a call from Mark and he says, my car won't start. And I was a little bit confused because I'm like, why are you leaving work at 4:00? And I didn't even think about it. Like, I was like, why is he leaving work at 4:00? That's so weird. Like, but his car wouldn't start. So I said, okay, no problem. I didn't have any meetings or anything. I was just catching up on some work. So I said, I'll leave and I'll come. And I have a little thing. And the first thing I want to say to all of you, I want to do an aside. I want to start doing a segment where I do reviews of different products because I don't know. I'm just looking for segment ideas. But I want a cute little intro and everything. Maybe Digger can make me a Adam's product review time. Adam's project review time. Come on, everybody, or whatever. I don't know what he does, but and that was horrible. But maybe I'll do a bumper for that and do reviews occasionally of various things. But anyway, There is a thing, and I'm going to look right now, actually, and see if I can find it. I'm going to look for Anchor Car. Anyway, I'll tell you guys what it is. It's a car jump starter. So I had heard about these things a couple of years ago because I don't know. I saw a review somewhere or I don't know, but I bought one for my stepdad. And basically it's a battery that you keep in your car and it'll charge your phone. It will, it'll charge anything. So it is an actual battery and it will charge stuff. But it also is used to jumpstart your car. And it's just a little thing. It's not very big. And it doesn't take much power to jumpstart your car. I'm going to run get it. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So you guys won't even know. But I spent like 5 minutes looking for this thing. And no, I didn't. I was searching online. So I don't know if maybe they don't. I can't find this actual model on Amazon anymore. And I did look on Walmart.com and I found something that's similar. So I don't know about other brands, but it's called the Anchor Compact Multifunction Car Jump Starter. And they're around $80. You can find it. I don't think you can find it on Amazon for whatever reason, but it's yellow. It's only about maybe a foot long by like 6 inches wide or something. So it's very small and compact. It comes in a really nice case that you can just keep in your car. And it has USB outlets to charge your phones. It has an LED light on it. So like if you ever, your car breaks down and you need an LED light, it's great. It has a little indicator on the side that tells you, you know, how much charge it has in it. And again, it's around $80. But it's so cool because it has the little jumper cable ends that come with it. And you hook them into this battery and immediately, I mean, you can jumpstart your car. I didn't realize that you needed such a small battery to jumpstart your car. I mean, it's amazing to me. But so anyone who drives, I think you should get one of these because if you've ever had a battery die and you've had to like call AAA or you've had to embarrassingly go up to a coworker in the parking lot at your work and you're like, hey, can you jump my car? Can you give me a jump? No, not sex. Jump my car. Anyway, this is great. You don't have to ask anybody else for help. You don't have to call a tow truck or AAA, and it works. It's like magic. You just plug in the little jumper cable ends. You sit it, you know, on your car. You plug it into the battery, and I'm sure a lot of people knew about these before because I think they've been around for a while, but I didn't. So anyway, so I was like, okay, Mark, so there's my little review. It works great. I haven't had any problems with it. I've used it once or twice and it's worked great. The LED light is nice and it will charge phones. So there's not much that could go wrong. And it's really nice looking. So there you go. If you can't find that one, there are other brands out there and I'm sure they're all comparable. I like Anchor batteries, so, and it's A-N-K-E-R. I've always had really good luck with Anchor batteries, like phone charging batteries and stuff, so that's the reason I picked that brand specifically. So I went, and it was his battery, and we jump-started his car, and then I took him to Firestone, and they did a battery test to see if it was bad, and it was. They replaced his battery. Well, we didn't get home until about 6:30, and we still had to work out, and we had, you know, our normal routine that we had to do. And so midnight came around, or, you know, 11:30, 11:45, I was like, okay, time for bed. You know, we went to bed and I was thinking, oh, I wonder if he's going to do anything at midnight. And so I'm like yawning. Oh, I'm so sleepy. You know, I'm going to go to sleep. Is that all right? Is there any reason why I might need to stay awake? You know, I'm like making all these subtle hints and, he's like, all right, Boyfie, good night. Happy birthday. I want to be the first person to tell you happy birthday. But, you know, I'm looking around. No balloons are popping out. No cakes, no candles, no nothing. And anyway, we go to sleep and nothing happens. And so it's so funny because the next morning I even got up and I listened to Big Fatty and he mentioned the whole midnight, you know, thing that Mittens or Mark always does. And I was like, well, I guess there's no traditions this year. You know, I'm sniffling. And of course, he had said happy birthday. He had said happy birthday a million times. The Amazon Echo will even sing happy birthday to you. So he kept all night long Wednesday night and all morning Thursday. He kept saying, Echo, sing happy birthday. And Echo would sing to me. So he was very sweet, but, you know, no cake, no whatever. So then lunch comes around and Mark and I always eat lunch together. And so I get home and he says, he meets me at the door and he says, happy birthday. And he's put balloons up and he's got their banners and there's, you know, there's a vase with roses in it on the table. And he's like, I've got lunch for you. And so basically he said, sit down. He served me a drink. He had bought lunch from Olive Garden and he served me, you know, an appetizer, an entree. He had dessert. He gave me my present, which was he had bought plane tickets to Orlando. So I've got to talk to Taylor and Taffy and see if they want to meet for dinner or something when we're in Orlando. But so because we like to take trips for birthdays, et cetera. So I, you know, and I for a moment I felt kind of bad because I thought, oh, I thought he wasn't going to do anything. And look here, he did. And, you know, whatever. But, you know, it was very sweet. And but it was very sweet. And I just want to say thank you to Boyfi for being so sweet to me. And I got all these lovely Facebook posts and it was a wonderful day. I mean, I just had a normal day. I went to work and, you know, I work. My boss is not, I don't know. My boss is not the most managery person. So like she, I don't know. She doesn't really do all of the normal manager stuff. Like, We've had a new team. We've had a lot of restructuring going on. And so we've gotten a lot of new team members under my boss. And I don't even know the entire list. I think she finally sent, because they were going back and forth around who was going to go on what team and how all the moves were going to go and all this kind of stuff. But she finally sent out an org chart, I think, a few days ago. And we've been going through this for months. And I've not known who was going to be on my team, you know, anything like that. And she's not good at setting meetings, going over goals, the morale type stuff, like having lunches and birthday parties and, you know, team builders and all that stuff that you would expect a manager to do. Like she does, I actually don't know what she does, to be honest, but but, you know, I really like her. She's nice. And I'm sure she has a lot of stuff that I'm unaware of that she's doing, but I'm just saying she doesn't do the morale stuff. She doesn't really set meetings. If you want to have goals, you need to pretty much set them yourself. So, and I've always been kind of a independent. I don't really need the best part about having a manager is if they market you or, you know, they make sure you're visible. They market you to other folks and let everyone know what a good job you're doing and what benefit you're bringing to the team and to the company, et cetera, because that helps you move up the ladder. But that's been the main thing that I've used managers for is that sort of thing rather than, you know, telling me exactly what I need to do. I kind of go out there and find stuff that I need to do and set my own goals. But nobody at work knew that it was my birthday because she doesn't do any of the morale stuff. So like my former team, we had a list of birthdays that we maintained and we had this morale person on the team that would always buy birthday cards and they would pass them around and have everybody sign it, you know, and then on your birthday, they would bring it to you and they'd put a little balloon at your desk or whatever. And this new team, this new manager doesn't really do any of that. So I went through the entire day without really anybody saying happy birthday to me, except at the very end of the day, my former boss emailed me and told me happy birthday. And he hasn't been my boss in probably 3 years or something like that. And he emailed me and said happy birthday. And that was very sweet. I was like, oh, I'm so happy that you remembered, you know. So work was pretty normal. And then I just came home and And we had a normal evening. I mean, I ate like a pig yesterday. Oh, my God. I had Chick-fil-A for breakfast. Don't judge me. Then I had that Olive Garden for lunch. Again, don't judge me for Olive Garden. We like Olive Garden. And then I had, Whataburger for dinner. And then we'll have dinner at a restaurant, like an actual restaurant on the weekend. But my mom is cooking me dinner for on Saturday for my birthday. So we'll have that. And then we'll have the trip to Orlando as well for my birthday. So I'm having plenty of stuff, and I'm buying myself, I believe for my birthday, I'm buying myself a mixer. So I've decided I want a mixer that I can record all the tracks, not on a computer. I just want to get everything off of the computer. And because I have so many computer issues, so I found a mixer that's coming out on September 3rd. So I think that's going to be my birthday present to myself. But we'll see how that goes. Anyway, I'm running out of time. So thank you guys for listening. And again, I'm so sorry to my two friends who I accused of doing something they didn't do. For more information, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can find my other podcast at dubiousintent.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows. We're expanding every day over at pride48.com. You can call 229-234-7587. You can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I will see you guys next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.